Hello, this is Ross, founder of Teacher Toolkit. I guess the first question for you is why Teacher Toolkit? Well, firstly, I've been a teacher for 25 years, and Toolkit pretty much because I am a design and technology teacher, and in my classroom, you would often find hammers, nails, chisels, ovens, sewing machines, and all sorts of things in those types of classroom settings. So the tools and teacher made an obvious connection for a name, for a blog, and all my social channels. And this has definitely evolved into a toolkit of ideas for teachers. So today the website has become a full-time job. It's just gone past 11 and a half million readers in pretty much every country around the world. I've still to reach readers in North Korea and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, for obvious reasons. But it's very flattering to share an idea and receive a bit of feedback to develop your knowledge. And that's pretty much how it started. So today it also gets about 500,000 readers every month. And I guess the reason for me not stepping up into headship was probably because for the last 10 years writing this blog, so 2,000 blogs, which is about 2 million words, I guess I've been managing this website as a virtual head teacher, dealing with parents, pupils, school leaders and inspectors, increasingly outside of the UK also, for a decade. So it's enhanced my knowledge. It's allowed me to share and support teachers around the world. And it's led to all sorts of incredible things, such as being nominated for the best blog in education on an annual basis, the number one spot. In 2015, the Times listed me in Debrett's 500 as the one of the 500 most influential people in Britain, particularly for me, obviously, in education. In 2019, The Guardian wrote an article about me asking if I was the most influential education blogger or tweeter or teacher in the UK. So behind the clickbait headlines, I'm just a teacher sharing ideas. I want to make the classroom an easier place for teachers. That's my moral compass. I'm sure if you read my blog or also look on my social channels, you often see me having a friendly critique of Ofsted methodology and how we rank schools. I think most of us would agree on those. We need to get to a place where we are informing our parents better about about school choice in particular, and how this is evaluated and communicated by our politicians. So aside from the kind of social justice issues that I'm trying to tackle, I guess as a blogger that's now become an influencer, is making the lives of teachers easier. Other things that I do, so I've got a podcast channel, which is now in its third year. So I'm now starting to tackle and identify education ministers. So I've got some coming up very soon, so check that out. Secondly, books. So I'm now on my fifth book, which is flattering. They've sold over 60,000 copies, which is a great bit of extra pocket money. I never thought that would happen, but it's very nice to be able to share and contribute ideas to the profession to help others. I'm now doing my doctorate part-time at Cambridge University, so I'm currently looking at how Twitter has enabled teacher autonomy, so everyone having a voice and being able to share opinions. And I'd like to kind of, I guess my research data approach will be looking at tweets and blogs and seeing how this in particular has influenced education policy. So those are my focus. I think that's pretty much sums it up. But everything on the website, if you need anything, then just give me a shout. My email is support@teachertoolkit.co.uk. And I hope just through listening to this short audio, you'll get a sense of who I am and why I write the website and how it came to be.